This is a Triple J podcast.
Oh my God, we're back.
Hi, how are ya? Welcome to 2026, a brand new year of the hookup.
And before we get into our holidays, Pip, and unpack, firstly, how they were, just want to introduce ourselves to anyone who is listening for the first time. My name's Dee Salmon.
I'm Pip Rasmussen. And you are listening to The Hookup, which is all about love, sex, dating, and relationships. We've been around for a couple of years, but we really had a hot moment last year, I feel like, with bringing our vodcast to life. So maybe you've even watched us on YouTube before.
Yeah, and if you're not already following us, we have a big, big community on our Instagram, at Triple J The Hookup, where basically you DM us and you ask us about things you want us to cover, whether that's in your sex life, maybe it's with your friendships, maybe you want to learn more about something that's happening with your body. And yeah, Pip and I chat to experts, we chat to each other, we chat to you and unpack whatever it is that you want us to chat about.
So more on that in a sec. But first, Dee, how was your big old holiday? What did you do?
So for those of you that were listening before we went on break, I was talking about how I was sick. I was like recovering from influenza A, I'm pretty sure. I went away, like I went to Perth. I'm from WA and I ended up with influenza B. Can you fucking believe?
I can.
You can.
As someone who is a longtime friend and fan of Dee Salmon, and if you're new here, you didn't know this, Dee basically has the immune system of a Victorian child. Like, you get a sniffle and you're out for like a week. It's bad.
Do you know what it is? It's one big night. I ended up with influenza A after the Arias.
Yeah.
Then I went to the NGV gala and ended up with influenza B.
Yeah.
So my holidays were about laying low. Mum was cooking me chicken soup, going to the beach, getting some sun in my eyeballs and just trying to recover.
You poor thing. I feel so terrible because mine was the complete opposite. So while Dee was having, what did you call it? Influenza alphabet.
Yeah, I was going through the alphabet.
Yeah, while you were doing that, I was living my best life. I was at the beach. I was getting vitamin C. That's S-E-A. I was getting lots of sand. I was traveling a lot as well.
Yeah, so I was like, I swear I saw, I was trying to be off Instagram.
Classic.
I hate using socials over the break. But I did see some shots of you doing a lot of snorkeling, doll.
Yeah. So I went up to Sydney to see my family and I was getting the snorkel out at every opportunity, but also I was going to a lot of festivals. Mainly I went to Beyond the Valley. Have you ever been?
No.
It's insane.
Well, that's one that happens over New Year's, right?
Yeah. So if you're not from Australia, if you're listening internationally, this is like basically Australia's biggest festival at the moment. There's like 40,000 people or something. It's crazy. It was really fun though. I will say it was not for the weak. Like,
yeah, the dust apparently is heinous.
It's unreal. I was coughing out dust. I had like festival flu afterwards, classic. But like I was coughing up dust for like 2 weeks. I still kind of am like clearing my throat every now and then. But no regrets. It was really, really fun. And yeah, I just kind of like joy maxed, I guess, over summer, whereas you were
complete opposite.
Bed maxing.
I will say though, if you do see a photo of me on Instagram in Lombok, I did go overseas and have a gorgeous time. I don't want you to be like, wait a minute, that looks like fun. No, I did. I went to Lombok with my partner and we, yeah, just lay by the beach. But I do want to talk about the fact that on the way over, I did stream the whole of Heated Rivalry. And you'll be so proud of this.
On the plane?
On the plane, full brightness for everyone to see. Now, if for some reason you haven't heard or watched Heated Rivalry, it's been the biggest show of the summer, maybe even the past couple of years.
One of the episodes is the highest rated episodes in history on, I think, IMDb, which is crazy.
I think after Breaking Bad or something crazy. But yeah, so it's basically, without giving the plot away, about two gay or queer men who haven't come out yet and are like rivals in a hockey league in America.
Yeah.
Which isn't really that huge in Australia. So I like to kind of think this is the like AFL equivalent. Don't you think? I was trying to put it in my brain because they're like so famous.
Yeah. I think you might be right on the sport thing. But yeah, after I had seen everybody go crazy for this and so many of my friends kept messaging me, including you, being like, why haven't you watched it?
You of all people.
I know. I binged it within 2 nights. It's like 6 episodes. And me and my housemate could not stop watching. It was compelling. sexually, emotionally.
Yeah.
Honestly, first watch, I was like, I mean, the writing for this is kind of dog shit. But then when you get really involved in the characters' lives and you're just like, whoa. I did really enjoy it.
Also the most hectic sex scenes I think I've ever seen.
I feel like people were trying to play it down and they were like, no, this is kind of like the same that you would see in a hetero relationship, like portrayed in media, television, whatever. And I was like, no, like this is pretty graphic. Like you were watching straight up gay porn on the plane.
On the plane, like in full brightness.
And personally, I would have been peering over your shoulder watching it with you. I love doing that.
I was like, look and learn. Yeah. But yeah, it's been really interesting seeing people's reactions to it because there's been a lot of discourse around like, who is this for? Like, is this a lot of straight women saying it's a female gaze, it's for us, blah, blah, blah. But then, you know, we have to acknowledge it's like the first time two queer men have ever been represented ever probably in a way that is like queer joy and then some of the struggles that they face.
Yeah.
But also just pure romance and love. So we will be doing an episode on this. Do not worry, because so many of you DM'd us asking us to cover this. So yeah, this is something that we will unpack in full detail.
Yeah. And I feel like over the summer break, we had lots of DMs from you asking for different topics, guests and such. I'm quite excited because a lot of you wanted to do friendship related topics in terms of like dealing with those relationships. One in particular that came out was like when you have the same type as your friend and you want to date like the same kind of type of person. Another one was like, what do you do if you want to get with your best friend's ex? We've never covered that, so I think we should.
They're definitely things that we need to chat about. And then I feel like we get this every year, but a lot of DMs about peer play. What's the 101? How do I do it? Yeah, how do you deal with maybe your anxieties about bringing it up with a partner?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll probably do some more kinks and fetishes eps as well.
Yeah. A lot of people messaging us asking for some stuff about neurodivergence and dating, long-term relationships, and I'm personally excited about this, but quite a few people wanted us to do some like pop culture breakdowns, particularly what we're reading, watching, you know, like smut books like Heated Rivalry. So if you'd be keen to hear Dee and I kind of talk about like the things that we're loving at the moment, we would love to share that with you and like do more like discourses about it.
Yeah. I mean, it is a new year, which means it could be a new hookup. So like if there's stuff that you want us to change about the show, let us know. Maybe you have like a segment idea or you want us to you know, go for longer or go for shorter or like do another episode. Let us know. We're always, always open to hear your suggestions.
Yeah. And if you're like, Pip, you didn't edit that very well, please let me know. You know, the suggestion box is open.
Yeah.
So with that, please get in touch with us at our Instagram at @JJTheHookup. DM us. We check every DM and we try and reply.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the time people are like, hey, have you done an episode on this? And actually we have. But we've got a bunch of things to revisit and you've sent us some really great ideas, but we want more. So at @JJTheHookup is where you find us.
Okay. We're so excited to be in your feeds, in your eyeballs. Yeah. We mentioned that we're a podcast, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, we need to mention
Did we mention that? Well, we're saying it now.
Okay.
Look, we have our first VOD coming out next week. So it's on the Triple J YouTube as well as Spotify.
Yeah.
And we'll see you there.
Okay. Illy.
Bye.
Bye.